For 21-year-old Arden Hatch, it wasn't easy finding the queer community in Champaign-Urbana when she moved here in 2020 and came out as trans.
I think that the community feels very disconnected.
She says a big part of why it took so long to connect with others in the LGBTQ community was the lack of specific spaces she could go to.
There's no place that we can go and just be ourselves with other people.
Eventually, she found Uniting Pride of Champaign County, which hosts various support groups and occasional events. But it wasn't everything she was hoping for.
Support groups are not enough to foster a unified sense of queer community in Champaign.
It could feel very isolating to maybe live in a town and know that there are other gay people there, but not know how to like get started and actually enter like the larger part of the community.
That's Jada Fulcher. She's editor-in-chief of the Lavender Newsletter. She started it in 2022 as an homage to a 1970s lesbian publication from Champaign. It features a calendar of LGBTQ events, a spotlight for community members, and other queer news.
Filling a need was definitely something that was always on my mind with the Lavender, because I felt like there were queer spaces in town, but they were very fractured.
When people think of queer spaces, the first things that might come to mind are gay bars. Champaign-Urbana hasn't had an LGBTQ-specific bar since the Chester Street Bar closed in 2017 after the owner let it fall into disrepair. But not everyone is pinning their hopes on someone opening a new bar.
Just getting a queer bar, I don't think would meet the entire need for queer space and queer gathering.
As director of operations for Uniting Pride, Nicole Friedman says the desire for a dedicated queer space is something they hear a lot from the community. It's why the group, which is located in the University YMCA, is looking to the future.
It's a bit of a starry-eyed pipe dream at this moment, but we do have a dream for a standalone center.
Matthew Brown is dreaming of a new space, too.
We went from, like, 5 gay bars being open at once to 0 in a matter of years.
Brown is spearheading a group of local queer people who are trying to create a multi-purpose queer space in Champaign.
We were just sitting around one night after we'd been out at some of, like, the local bars in Champaign, and we were just talking about how much we missed C Street. And then we sat there and we were like, we should do something about that.
He says he's planning to open a space that can function as an all-ages cafe during the day with a secondary room that can be converted to a dance floor and bar in the evenings. However, until more of the business plans are finalized, he says that he and the others are keeping things like their future name and location under wraps, especially after a recent queer skate night was canceled when organizers were threatened. Still, he wants to help people feel the same way he did when he went into places like C Street.
One of the big things I personally miss is being able to just walk in, and it's like, it's kind of hard to describe. It's like walking in and then there's no more tension. It's kind of like a sigh of relief.
And if all goes well, the group hopes to be open for business next June, just in time for Pride Month. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.